China spent $300,000 on American social media influencers ahead of Genocide Games. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 9, 2022. China is turning to American social media influencers to help clean up the country's image for the Beijing Olympics. The communist regime reportedly spent $300,000 on U.S. influencers ahead of the Genocide Games to distract Americans from its human rights abuses. The Chinese communist government paid $300,000 to U.S.-based PR firm Vipi Media to get influencers with hundreds of thousands of followers on social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok to pump out pro-China content for their audiences, reports news.com.au. The agreement, which was registered with the DOJ, will run through March 2022. China's contract with Vipi Media came amid a tepid movement to hold a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics to publicly denounce the communist regime's record of human rights abuses, which include concentration camps for the Uyghur Muslims of the Xinjiang province. Although Joe Biden's officials may have been talking about a diplomatic boycott, Biden's DOJ had no problem approving a plan to turn American influencers into Chinese propaganda pawns. Last week, Zhao Weidong, the spokesman for China's Beijing Winter Olympics Organizing Committee, declared that boycott banter will be extinguished by the Olympic opening. Echoing China's sentiments, Vipi Media boss Vipinder Jaswal said the deal with the genocidal communist regime is purely to help build mutual understanding. "Boycotts don't help mutual understanding," Jaswal told The Guardian. "I don't support boycotts. They are ineffective, irrelevant and inconsequential." Senator Rick Scott, RFL, slammed Jaswal's deal with China, telling Newsweek CEO and global editor-in-chief Nancy Cooper that the Vipi Media boss is a registered foreign agent of the People's Republic of China. The senator cited the Chinese Communist Party's genocide of Uyghurs, destruction of democracy in Hong Kong, continued military harassment and intimidation of Taiwan, and its ongoing persecution of Tibetans as his reasons for condemning the regime. "We cannot ignore these crimes and should not give a voice to those who help communist China attempt to whitewash them with the grand spectacle of the 2022 Olympic Games," Scott said. Jaswal presents himself as the voice of outliers and overcomers. If that were the case, he would be working to give a platform to the millions of Uyghur Muslims being persecuted by communist China. Or to Taiwan, our great partner in democracy which is under constant pressure by communist China's military movements, the senator added. Instead, he has chosen to join forces with America's enemy and one of the world's most evil regimes as it actively commits genocide, Scott said. Meanwhile, China touts its genocide Barbie, U.S.-born Olympic freeskier Eileen Gu, who shunned her native country to compete for the communist regime. Gu also proudly associates with the Marxist political organization Black Lives Matter. Another defector, Olympic ice skater Beverly Yi, who changed her name to Zhu Yi and gave up her U.S. citizenship to compete for China, made a spectacle of herself on Monday when she fell on the ice for the second time on the ice, infuriating her communist homeland. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.